Blood on the Rosary, written by Margaret Harrod and Sue Smethurst, and read by Casey Withers. There is a special bond that twins share, an ethereal connection that can't be put into words. Margaret Harrod shared that unique bond with her twin brother Michael. As children, they were inseparable, joined at the hip, their mother would say. At school, they sat side by side. As teenagers, they shared the same friends. And at 22, they gave their lives to the Catholic Church. Margaret became a nun, and Michael a Salesian priest, much to the delight of their staunchly religious family. Margaret cherishes those memories because today, the brother she adored, Father Michael Allsbrook, is in jail after being convicted of multiple counts of indecent assault. And the unlikely whistleblower is his courageous twin sister, who fought her church and her community to bring pedophile priests, including her brother, to justice. The former nun, described by child protection advocates as a true braveheart, has paid a heavy price for her cause, but Margaret's only regret is that she didn't find her voice sooner. "It's cost me a lot, my church, my family, but if I'd spoken up when I suspected this was going on, maybe I could have spared others abuse. I'm not brave, it's just the right thing to do. I'm relieved he can no longer physically hurt anyone else, but the hurt he has caused will stay with me and many others forever." Father Michael Allsbrook was once the pride and joy of his family. "My parents considered him almost saintly," Margaret says. "The day he became a priest was the happiest day of their lives." In March 1987, at the age of 31, Michael was ordained at the local Catholic Church. As Margaret recalls, no expense was spared for the occasion. "It was a huge celebration. You couldn't wipe the smile off my parents' faces. It was such an honour to have a priest in the family." Margaret's brother had begun his clerical life years beforehand, teaching at Rupertswood College in Sunbury on the outskirts of Melbourne. Brother Michael was popular among students, often buying the young boys treats from the school canteen and spending lunchtimes with them. One victim recalled how his mother was so charmed by the young priest that on his first day of school, she insisted that if he ever had a problem, it was Brother Michael he should see. Michael quickly rose through the church ranks and was promoted to the role of school deputy principal, but by then alarm bells should have been ringing. Every school holiday, Michael would visit family interstate, often accompanied by a young student, a different boy each time, Margaret recalls. "They'd stay in hotels, and I was really disturbed by this. My gut instinct was that it wasn't right, but he'd tell us he was giving the boys a break from family troubles, and I convinced myself that was okay. I couldn't contemplate that he'd be doing anything wrong." Sadly, Margaret is all too aware of the devastation of sexual abuse. From the age of 2 until she was in her early 20s, she was abused by her model church-going father. She joined the convent to escape the trauma, but when she was at her most vulnerable, she was abused again, this time by a priest to whom she had finally divulged her darkest secret and to whom she had entrusted her care and recovery.